Do I want to say debacle? Or do I want to just say bad performance?
I think debacle is the accurate term.
Do you?
When you are bad on offense, defense, and special teams, that's a debacle.
It's just, it's so deflating that they just played so poorly in week one. I don't mean to chuckle, but it's like, well, how much money did the Haslams spend at the Greenbrier? And why? Why? Are you going to bond for week 11? I was hoping you were going to bond for week one.
It's really sad. The part that kicks the hardest is the fact that it was offense. Okay. Defense looked bad.
The defense did not play well.
They had a hard time with communication.
Offense was horrendous.
Myles Garrett had a really nice game. I'll give Myles Garrett that one. He had a really nice game. But more than anything, man, the special teams on top of it fell apart. And it wasn't even the new dynamic kickoff that was the cause of the problem that you would understand. It was punt coverage that kicked them.
The offense was horrendous. The special teams weren't good, and the defense wasn't what you want. That's a bad combination. It leads to big losses to pretty good football teams. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Folks have been hanging on. Thanks for that. Zach is in Cleveland. Hi, Zach.
Guys, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Therapy Monday. I definitely am going to need it after that game yesterday.
Yes, we understand.
Guys, that sucked, okay? And I need to hear that from somebody on this team. Whether it's a coach, whether it's a player. I think I might have heard Miles say that he's agreeing with the fans booing him. You know, if we come and pay money to see this team play, and if they don't perform, we have a right to do whatever we want. If we want to boo them, we can boo them. I need to hear somebody, get some fire under their, excuse my French, behind. We'll just put it that way. I don't want to get dumped.
Nicely put.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just something, man. I mean, if this is what was going to happen in the preseason game, just let them play then. Just let all the starters play in the preseason so they can get these yips out or whatever this is. Deshaun Watson is missing receivers by 6 to 7 yards, not feet, yards. Orlovsky on the four-letter network said that this morning. He's not.
There were some awful throws.
It's rough, guys. It looks rough yesterday. My hand is on the panic button. It's out of the drawer. My hand's on it. I'm not pressing it yet. I'm going to give it a couple weeks. But if this doesn't improve, guys, unfortunately, he's going to have to stay on the roster because we don't have any other choice. But we got to get somebody else in there. It's too early to start just throwing the season down the drain. There's 16 games left. We can turn this around. And if it's not with number four, it's not with number four. But we have to make that choice within the next couple weeks, guys.
Thanks. All right, Zach. Thank you very much. See, Andy, based on the way Deshaun has played since he's been here, and there have been some good moments, but overall the play hasn't been what you're paying for. You know, not only money wise, but draft choice, compensation as well. This is not why you brought him here.
Is there a game number in your head?
No, I'll be honest.
I'm gonna tell you, if he's not playing, he's gonna be injured. Just so you know that. I mean, it's a bad look, right?
Well, it's a bad look, but
when I say injured, I mean listed as injured listed as,
Yeah, but it's now let's be official here. If they try to create an injury situation, and we're looking worst case scenario here, okay? I mean, as a player, you can go to the Players Association and say, hey, look, I'm not injured. This is not the case. And then you've got a whole nother deal.
Well, I mean, then there's also,
you can't just claim injury.
No, but there's NFI, too, non-football injury or illness.
You can't just claim that. I mean, you've got to back it up.
If you're still recovering, though, I don't know
but that might be the case, except, at that point you'd have to say, well, you had a perfect word is. You had a relapse.
Yeah.
Then things went south. Whatever.
You could be physically unable to perform.
They sadly don't allow the Al Cervic. I wish they allowed the Al Cervic. My arm. It's broken. Get that kid.
We'll take Noonan.
Well, I mean, you could be, physically unable. You can be on the pup.
Well, yeah, you've got to have an injury, Andy. You can't just make it up in the NFL.
Although there
this isn't, NBA. I yanked my hammy back in the day.
Well, I mean, you could actually, I mean, that could be a non-football injury that's based on something that happened outside of football.
Okay, but you still have to prove it.
You know, that you were, like, working out, or maybe the rehab time just hasn't been enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's injury.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. Are you going to bench him with all that money owed over the next 2 years?
Todd's in Akron. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I know the guy said he's not going to press the panic button. I've been calling and complaining about Deshaun Watson even before they got this guy. And I think now they should call it quits and go on with Jameis Winston because I don't see them beating Jacksonville.
Winston
I think they
Watson.
Should call it quits right now.
Quits just meaning what? Make him the number two quarterback?
Yeah, just play him right now because there's nothing going to change. I'm telling you. Nothing going to change with Deshaun Watson. They should pull the plug and just put in Jameson right now for us to save our season. That's it. I'm done with him. I'm telling you, I'm done with Deshaun Watson. I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
Do you
Todd,
feel better?
Thank you.
Todd feels better.
I think Todd feels
better. That's why it's a Browns Therapy Monday.
Thank
Get
you
it
very
off
much.
Your chest. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin, the ambassador of Browns Therapy Monday.
Thank you. On behalf of all the people of Therapyville, I just want to say you're welcome. We have provided this platform for you on Mondays. We've been doing it, 13 years strong now. You know where you can turn from 10 to 2 on Monday, win or lose. Remember, therapy is not necessarily a bad thing. Please don't give it the stigma because that's not what it is. Therapy's good. Getting things off our chest is good. We're all coming together as a community to feel the same and understand that we are not alone in our quest to want to win a Super Bowl for the Browns and our quest to feel better. And if you need an outlet and you want everyone to know and you want to stick your head out the window and say, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore, we are providing that platform for you. That is the essence of Browns Therapy Monday. Thank you.
Okay, all that said, I can't tell you how sick I am of Browns Therapy Monday.
Too bad. It's
you know
an
why?
Institution.
But you know what? It's still needed.
It'll always be needed. Always. It's always like I wouldn't mind.
I want to be 13-4 and think, no big whoop.
I want people to be able to call in after they win a big game and say,
celebrate.
I love this. This is great. Let's all have therapy together. We all feel great.
I'd rather celebrate with a dozen chicken wings. Anthony's in Cleveland. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, you there? Anthony? Good opportunity lost.
Oh,
James
man.
Is buzzing around in his truck. Hello, James.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
A buddy of mine said something earlier today that had me laughing, but it made all the sense in the world. The reality of it is, if you guys have ever seen Talladega Nights, when Ricky Bobby was running around on the track,
yeah,
and he kept thinking he was on fire, and he wasn't.
Shake and bake, baby.
That's Deshaun Watson to a T. He is cooked. He is baked. He is done. I've been the last one to hold out hope that he's going to be something. I think it's mental with him. I think he's fried. I think he's done. He's running around the track as we speak, on fire. And a false fire, I should say. But, yeah, Deshaun is done, and it's mental. And so I don't know how we get that back, but we need to start coming up with a game plan to replace him. Secondly, tell me what you think about this. The Browns overvalue some guys that shouldn't even be on the roster. James Hudson, how does he get a roster spot? You want to say he's a swing tackle. He has been trash from day one, and he's on the roster because Barry won't release none of his draft picks, but Hudson is terrible. He's been terrible from day one. And then the running back that we have, I forget his name offhand, he's also terrible. He dances around the backfield. Jerome Ford, how are these guys holding roster spots? We got to start holding Barry's feet to the flames as well, because these are your draft picks, but you can't sacrifice the team and everything we're trying to accomplish because you draft somebody that's no good. It takes you forever to get rid of them.
Now, Andy, remember, they have gotten rid of some of those guys. Some.
Barely. I know Andy was crying about David Bell, but at the reality, David Bell should have been gone.
He's back.
He's back, baby. He's on the practice squad.
I know
no more tears.
That, he should – He shouldn't even be on the practice squad. He's
come on, man. You don't think he could be on the practice squad? Come on.
No,
man.
Andy. He's too slow.
You got to get him the ball. Give him a chance to be too slow. That's what I say. If he's too slow after that, I'll be down with it. But you got to give a guy a chance.
James, thanks.
I don't want to get no more chances.
All right. All right. No more chances for you.
I thought the running game was awful yesterday.
I thought the running game was going to propel us to victory yesterday as we sat around and talked about how they could win and, oh, they can run. I don't know, will they have more passing touchdowns or rushing touchdowns?
Can I go football on you here?
Sure.
I thought the running game was awful. That said, you were in a game that the running game wasn't how you were going to get back in that game. And I hate doing this because I want to say the running game was just awful. But you weren't committed to the run because you fell behind early, and then you had to try and catch up, and you had backup tackles in there. And so, unfortunately, you can't, I mean, you can say it, but you'll be wrong. You can't just say the running game was awful yesterday. I did, but it was for a number of reasons. And this goes back to what we said early in the show, Andy. Let's see what happens against Jacksonville. Let's see what happens in week three against the New York Giants, who are putrid. By the way, I love the word putrid. Hmm. Let's see. Because that'll give us even more of an indication. A terrible loss against a good football team in Dallas is not a time to make season-long judgments on things, folks. Kevin Stefanski's coming up, 12:30. We're going to hear from him. We want to hear from you next, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on a Browns Therapy Monday.